This is Yahtzee reading revision number 49537840 of the article William Wright Hurd on en.wikipedia.org. William Wright Hurd, born April 28, 1853, died May 31, 1926, was the 32nd governor of Louisiana from 1900 to 1904. This article is split into three different content sections. Section 1, Early Life. Section 2, Public Service. Section 3, Lineage. Section 1, Early Life. Hurd was educated in a local school in his native Union Parish. He long remembered the challenges of educating children in rural areas. Hurd worked to create the first Louisiana State Board of Education. On December 3, 1878, Hurd married the former Isabella E. Manning. The couple had 17 children, including Louisiana Belle, Manning, William Wright Hurd, Jr., and Alma, who died as a toddler. Section 2, Public Service. In 1884, Hurd was elected to the Louisiana House of Representatives from Union Parish in North Louisiana, based about Farmerville. After a single 4-year term, he was elected in 1888 to the Louisiana State Senate for a 4-year term. In 1892, Hurd was elected as Louisiana State Auditor, a position that he held for two terms of 8 years. The auditor's position is no longer elected. As a protege of the outgoing governor, Murphy James Foster Sr., Hurd was controversially hand-picked by Foster to succeed him at the Democratic State Convention of 1900 at a time before Louisiana held primary elections. Hurd was a member of the Democratic Party but had populist tendencies, was a supporter of the expanded coinage of silver. At the general election, he defeated two Republicans running on separate tickets, both of whom received less than 22% of the vote, following the mass-scale disenfranchisement of black voters via Jim Crow laws. Reflecting this was a dramatic decline in voting, from a post-Reconstruction high in the 1896 statewide election of over 203,000 votes, down to only 76,000 by 1900. Not until 1940 would more than 200,000 voters participate in a general election for governor. This 1900 election also marked the last time Republicans would have any real presence in the legislature until the 1960s. Hurd was inaugurated governor on May 8, 1900, and held this office until May 10, 1904. At the time, Louisiana governors could not succeed themselves. His term was fairly low-key compared to other colorful and dynamic personalities that held that office, and he was considered to be a bureaucratic governor. His lieutenant governor was Albert Estopinal, a planter and outgoing state senator from St. Bernard Parish. As state banking commissioner, Hurd named Lee Emmett Thomas, like Hurd, a native of Union Parish. Thomas was thereafter the mayor of Shreveport, Louisiana, from 1922 through 1930. And had also served as Speaker of Louisiana House of Representatives from 1912 through 1916. It was during Hurd's term that the discovery of oil was made by W. Scott Haywood and associates of what is now Jeff Davis Parish, then part of Calcasieu Parish. This company completed Jennings Oil Company No. 1, Jules Clement, at Evangeline on September 21, 1901. This was the start of the vital Louisiana oil and gas industry. Couple the wealth of this industry with the rise of forestry and the earlier discovery of sulfur, and the state was sent on a new wave of economic growth. Eventually, Louisiana became one of the major American producers of oil and natural gas, in addition to a center of petroleum refining and petrochemicals manufacturing, as the state remains to this day, augmented by offshore drilling. The Louisiana Revised Statutes specify that the governor shall determine the design of the official state seal. To standardize the design for the seal, Governor Hurd instructed the Secretary of State in 1902 to use a seal described as a pelican with its head turned to the left in nest with three young. The pelican, following a tradition in act of tearing its breast to feed its young, around the edge of the seal to be inscribed State of Louisiana. Overhead of the pelican to be inscribed Union, Justice, and under the pelican to be inscribed Confidence. The description of the seal included the motto, which Governor William Hurd had chosen, Union, Justice, Confidence. This seal was adopted on April 30, 1902. Hurd achieved the formation of the state prison system, which eliminated privately contracted prisons. He was also instrumental in forming the State Department of Pest Control, thus trying to control the hated boll weevil, which plagued the cotton plants. Serving in public office most of his early life, Hurd became a banker in New Orleans after a single term as governor. He died in New Orleans and is interred there at Metairie Cemetery. Section 3. Lineage. William Wright Hurd, like a gubernatorial successor, Rough and Pleasant, was born near the rural community of Shiloh in Union Parish, north of Ruston. He was the son of Stephen Southard Hurd and Mary Ann Wright. They are interred at Fellowship Baptist Church Cemetery in Dubuque, along with other allied members of the Hurd family. Coming from a long lineage of Southern pioneers, his ancestors included John Stovall, Owen Griffin, John Anderson, and Charles Hurd, all Revolutionary War patriots. Stephen Hurd, R.S., one of the first governors of Georgia, was also from this line. As with most members of his family, Hurd was Baptist. This sound file and all text in the article are licensed under the Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 Unported License, available at creativecommons.org/licenses/by-sa/3.0.